Disappointing, really disappointing not to be able to win for Dids and Sash today and to get back on the winners list after losing last week as well. So back-to-back losses puts a bit of pressure on us around getting some clarity as to steps forward to perform better over 60 minutes. I thought the fight at the end was great to see, but just some execution there in key moments took away our chance to really put them under pressure. But we just weren't able to be in the game early enough today to try and get it on our terms. So, yeah, disappointing that we couldn't, I guess, action what we wanted to as such.
You've spoken about execution errors, and that seems to be what the issue's been across the last couple of weeks. How can you sort of turn that around leading into the end of the season?
Oh, it's a bit of a secret sauce type of question. Errors are errors. I think it's more like when they happen, to be honest. And I think, you know, if you're getting really crucial turnover ball off an opposition centre pass, where it was so hard for us to get ball off them today, we just weren't impacting. And then when we do, we give it straight back. What's the point? So those moments are, I think, frustrating for us as a group, and just lacking opportunity to kind of get going into the game was frustrating. So every team and every player makes errors. That's not necessarily what we're connected to. It's more about when we do it and why we're doing it. Did we make the error because it was a poor decision-making choice? Did we make an error because it was poor skill execution? Did we make an error because we literally had no other options? It's those things that I think are the important things to find the answer of, which then essentially give you a bit more clarity on why you're making errors and where they're coming from.
And Alice, you do face a pretty horror run home into finals, and that third place on the ladder is starting to look a little bit dicier. As a playing group, how do you handle that pressure?
I think we're aware of the ladder. We don't make it our sole focus, but I guess it is week by week, so we are pretty aware that we need to win these last four games now to try and secure that home final, and we did want to be pushing top two, but I guess like it is week by week focusing on each game and winning each game as opposed to looking too far ahead into finals.
Dan, there's still a lot to celebrate though, you know, as you mentioned, these two milestones, and just looking at where Phoebe's come from given the amount of injuries and Janelle's pregnancy and things like that during the season.
For sure, and look, I think a huge day for Dids, and she did a brilliant job throughout the week to actually allow herself to embrace a little bit more than perhaps what she wanted to, and I thought she played brilliantly again today for us. She's been great all season for us. We're very lucky to have her. And so that was something, I think, to celebrate, and a great moment out on the court to see her emotion of all of the players and people in our netball community that just adore her, and quite fitting that we play the Swifts, the club that gives her a second chance after becoming a mother, and for her to continue on her journey with Thunderbirds and then into us and show everybody that there's no end point if your heart's in it and your mind and body can do it. So a great moment for Dids, and I think something that all of us, irrespective of the result today, it was bigger than the game, and a real privilege to be a part of it and share it with her.
And I guess I want to focus on probably Sasha. First half of her season was phenomenal. I was looking at some of her numbers. Compared to the last four, now five rounds, is a stark contrast, and I think really struggling to get herself into the game. I guess, are there conversations happening about that? And I guess, what are you now really asking of her, or that goal attack position going forward?
Well, there's conversations happening with every player in every position, and I don't think it's something that you ever shy away from. Every position on the court has a role to play for the team, and what we're probably doing at the moment is if we have one player slightly off, it impacts the entire team, and the best teams in this competition have contributions coming from everywhere. So Sasha's on a journey. She knows where the gaps are. She knows where her strengths lie as well, and what her role can look like week to week. And there's no question about it. Opposition teams come pretty hard at her. They target, like we do, key players in other teams. So Sash and her teammates and the team collectively have a role to play to endure that and find ways to work through it, and also ensuring that we have alternate plans that can get out there and execute as well. So very small margin in this game, and it's a tough situation.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.